From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Blair Crimmins and the Hookers. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
To see you crying, so if you don't mind leaving, you can just go see if there's a hole for you to crawl and die in. All the ways you spit in my face, well, you know that those days are through, and now I'm going round town cutting off that weight, and the first thing that came to my mind was you. And I'm starting a whole new band, I'm bringing drums on an old gas can, I dance along the bridge with a match in my hand. Yeah, I'm a mean, mean man. Well, about 4:30, I get my hands dirty at the job, but feel like jail. I get no respect from a fat drunk man. I got a boss that was spawned from hell. I said it was a crap job, so we took off. Lord, and that was all she wrote. But it made me feel better. Take a resignation letter and then shove it right down the throat. Said I'm starting a whole new band. I'm playing drums on an old gas can. I'm dancing on the bridge with a match in my hand. Yeah, I'm a mean, mean man. Play boys. New band, I'm playing drums on an old gas can, dancing on the bridge with a match in my hand. Yeah, I'm a mean, mean man, dancing on the bridge with a match in my hand. I'm a mean, yeah, I'm a mean.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 559th live performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Blair Crimmins and the Hookers. Blair began his music career in Atlanta, Georgia, with a determination to bring ragtime and 1920s-style Dixieland jazz to new audiences. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Blair Crimmins and the Hookers.
This one's called Lock That Door.
One, two.
Knocking again.
Lock that door.
Yeah, found Sean.
Lock that door.
You gotta let it go.
Lock that door.
You can't let the candyman in. Well, sweet scent trees stay so light. All the colors of a sunset so soon that darkness will fall. Oh yeah, lock that door, better get straight before it's too late.
Lock that door.
Yeah, when the candy man comes. Now I've been waiting for so long for my baby to come back home. When I hear knocking, I run to see if my girl has come back to me. But it's just a mess of that something sweet, and it tastes just like my honeybee. So I like that.
Red Barn Radio's Renee Collins speaking with Claire Crimmins and the Hookers. Renee, this place is electric. I can't wait to hear this.
Sure is. Well, folks, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. But we're here with Blair Crimmins and the Hookers. From what I understand, a bump on the head started a lot of this.
It was a fork in the road, yeah, for
a
sure.
A fork in the road.
Yeah.
In your early beginnings, what I understand is that you were an eclectic college indie rock artist.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of everything. Definitely very rock-oriented, but wasn't really focused on any one particular genre. Kind of lost in the musical songwriting ether and doing something that sounded a little reggae one minute, something that sounded, you know, like garage rock the next, something that sounded classic rock the next. I was all over the place. To live for more than just the weekend, and I spend my money every night. Me and the boys go hit the town, live it up till the sun goes down. That was all before I met my gal, and it's all over now. Well, I used to dance when the band was playing rhythm. I take a chance on every girl inside. All right, with all the fish out in the sea, one can never be enough for me. But that was all before I met my gal, and it's all over now. Well, you can say I really put up a fight, huh? When she came, tried to change my life. All she had to do was snap those eyes. I want a headset, my goodbyes to the cars and bars and fancy things. But now they really don't mean a thing. But that was all before I met my gal, and it's all over now.
Establish yourself during that time in your musical career?
That was in Atlanta.
In Atlanta,
yeah.
As well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Playing the college scene, or was your music
playing
kind
rock,
of...
rock venues.
About 10 years ago, you were skateboarding down the street, from what I understand.
That's what, from what I understand as well, that's what I was doing, yeah.
Does the story take on a new life every time it's told?
No, it's just not very clear to me. I just woke up 2 or 3 days later, actually, in the hospital, and I was told that I was, you know, I was found in the parking lot, which was something I liked to do back then, was to let my bulldog pull me on a skateboard around the parking lot, especially at the end of the night after coming home from the bars. Not a great idea, no. Yeah, when you wake up a few days later in the hospital and everybody's standing around you saying, hey, Tony Hawk, what are you thinking? You know? And then I lost some of the hearing in my right ear, and I lost my sense of smell. Which I know is funny because they talked about that in that Walk Hard movie, and it was kind of a joke. But I really did lose my sense of smell for like an entire year, and it finally came back. Most of all, I kind of lost a lot of my train of thought. You know, I wasn't really sure where I was. I didn't feel like I fit in where I used to fit in. I didn't feel like I was hanging out with the right people. I didn't feel like I was making the right music. I wasn't laughing at anyone's jokes, you know. I just felt kind of lost for about a year, and the doctors told me, you know, with a traumatic brain injury, you have to really challenge yourself and exercise as much as possible. And one of the things they suggested was playing piano, which I've been a musician my whole life, but I really never took to the piano too much. So I took to the piano, and one of the first songs I started writing was March of the Hookers, which was the first song we ever recorded, but it's on our first album. And that sound that it had just kind of inspired me to keep rolling with it. And I started digging into all the jazz records from the 20s and 30s and even into the 50s, and just fell in love with that sound and that kind of vibe. And it felt more natural to me than anything I had written before. And it still does to this day. It's something that, you know, we've been playing it for over 7 years now, and it's still just, you know, every night we play it, I'm excited to do it. Get a little tune about incarceration. We'll be right back.
taken in a gambling raid. Well, the bus took me from Memphis, headed back to New Orleans. And the sun shined down in the distance when a building made of stone and steel, while the warden called behind us, "Welcome to the State Hotel." So I checked my bags with the doorman, nothing but a stolen guitar. He took my watch, said you don't need that, man. Time ain't moving where you are. The kiss on the line as we walked on in, rhythm from the shuffle of shoes. And while the bars and keys were clanking, playing me a 12-bar blues. Everyone's an innocent, they sit collecting dust. No use in trying to change it with nobody. Evening, no window in my room tonight. The guest next door is screaming every time they turn off the light. But if you need me, I'll still be waiting here, 'cause ain't nobody posting my bail. Just sending postcards out to nowhere. I'm staying in a state hotel. Everyone's an innocent, they sit collecting dust. No use in trying to change it with nobody. Yeah, but yeah. Ooh, oh. Ooh,
thank you very much.
Do you still listen to that type of music that you played before? And
I don't listen to my own stuff really at all. And once the album's done, I kind of, you know, put it away, and then, you know, we go out and play it. And I definitely don't listen to the old rock stuff that I did. But I listen to a lot of rock albums. I love rock, but I just now I listen to it and I'm like, that's great, and I love the way it sounds, but I can't pull that off. We've rearranged some rock songs in the kind of
that you
music
did before.
Not original stuff, but we'll arrange some rock songs in the kind of a Dixieland sort of style, and I really enjoy it.
I saw one YouTube video where you took David Bowie's Last Dance.
Yeah, Let's
Is
Dance.
Is that an
yeah.
example of what
That's
you're...
That's an example, yeah. We've done Led Zeppelin, we've done Bob Dylan and David Bowie and all that stuff. We do it in our own style, and that's the way it makes sense.
And where were you when you filmed that?
The Let's Dance video?
Yes.
That was just a studio back in Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if it looked like it was almost in a hotel room.
Yeah, or in a living room. Casual. Yeah, it's a home studio in our friend's basement that we set up and did that. Yeah.
Well, it looked wonderful. Your 2010 debut album, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Around that time. Mm-hmm. Titled The Musical Stylings of... ... And then Blair
then
Crimmins.
Blair Crimmins and the Hookers, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your inspiration for that first album.
March of the Hookers song, and then it was just kind of like the debut record of me doing everything that I... all the things that I had in my head. You know, all the new ideas that I had. So it's very... young sounding, it's very excited sounding. You know, there's a Hawaiian sounding song on there. There's some really dark stuff. It was pretty experimental, and it was just, when I listened to it, I could hear myself just being excited about breaking away from what I was doing before and branching into new territory.
Well, everyone's insane, and so are you. You're just tired of all that fighting. There's too much wrong and not much right. And you think the world's about to explode. If you don't get some relief, you might be the first to blow. Now when you feel like you've been down on your luck, just find yourself a friend you can both go forget about your problem out the bedroom door. You feel a lot better than you felt before. Get yourself a rhythm and do it all day. You both feel better when you both get later in the evening when the sun goes down. You wonder what the worrying was all about. You feel like the top of the class once you get a little ask somebody and you figure it out. When I say roll out the red carpet and just strut that hall of fame while all the neighbors come to look at the sight. Out in broad daylight, same clothes that you wore last night. Lisa told Denise and then Miss Ida told Chuck. Well, they should stop the gossiping and all go forget about the problem of the bedroom door. You feel a lot better than you felt before. Get yourself a rhythm and do it all day. You all feel better when you all get later in the evening when the sun goes down. You wonder what the worrying was all about. You feel like the top of the class. Won't you get a little ask somebody and you figure it out. Problem out the bedroom door. You feel a lot better than you felt before. Get yourself a rhythm and then do it all day. Y'all feel better when you all get later in the evening when the sun goes down. You wonder what the worrying was all about. You feel like the top of the class. Once you get a little ask somebody and you figure it out. Somebody and you figure it out.
And then in your, what we would call your sophomore effort, your second LP mm-hmm. was called Sing-Alongs. And from what I understand, sing-alongs. This was a huge college radio sensation, particularly on WARS in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, the Georgia State Radio was always really good to us. By the time I put that album out, I had been touring around with the band for a couple years. So that album is more kind of representative of what I was capable of doing with a full band. When we made the first record, I didn't have all my players together. So this one was us being on the road for a couple years and me knowing that what a horn section could bring to, you know, bring to the album and writing with that in mind. So there's a lot of instrumental parts, there's a lot of solos, and it's a cool record. We're honed in on that sound, that New Orleans traditional jazz sound.
So clear, no need to shout, no need to ring my ear, just whisper before you go. I'm gone, say I'm gone, babe. I'm leaving and she can't hold on, babe. So quietly she told me when she left me so lonely, she whispered, baby, I'm gone. On this summer always crash and shakes. The floods of spring, they will wash you away. With the autumn breeze, it only bends you till you break. Like a whisper of the cold to come. But I'm gone, say I'm gone, babe. I'm leaving and you can't hold on, babe. So quietly she told me when she left me so lonely. She whispered, baby, I'm gone.
How would you describe some of the songs that are on your sing-alongs album?
There's a
literally
lot of,
sing-alongs.
Yeah, there's a lot of sing-alongs. I took to the background vocals where the band just kind of shouts a chorus mm-hmm. behind us. So it's like a lot of call and response stuff. Not the whole album is, but most of the songs do have a call and response thing. And I kind of themed the artwork around the kind of classic sing-along films where the ball bounces across the words, you know.
What do you hope to accomplish each time you perform with an audience? And what do you hope that they take away from the experience of being able to listen to you?
I hope they go meet up with somebody that didn't come to the show and saying, you missed it.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Blair Crimmins and the Hookers. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Blair Crimmins and the Hookers after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.